Sylvia the Fair, by the side of a river, where she sat combing her golden hair. Cupid, he drew forth a dart from his quiver, and without pity he smites her there. Now when she felt her heart was wounded, straight cried with voice both soft and shrill, "What sudden change has my freedom confounded? Why must I love now against my will?" Often in valleys young Corydon courted me, yet I looked on him with scornful eyes. But now strange raptures of love has transported me, which does my senses and soul surprise. This very minute, time and season, sorrow and grief my heart doth fill. Here I admire what should be the reason that I must love him against my will. I was resolved to live and die single, though I had suitors always in store. But every vein in my heart does now tingle, the like I never did feel before. I had to love a detestation, the which does now my comfort spill. This is a sudden and strange alteration, that I must love him against my will. There was no swain I could ever admire, all my delight was to live alone. Therefore I'll triumph for every desire, in love I will not be overthrown. Let Cupid seem to frown and lower, nay, use his best and chiefest skill, I will endeavor to baffle his power, why should I love him against my will? But still her passion increased the stronger, and her sweet beauty grew pale and wan, so that she could not endure any longer, but crying out, "My sweet Corydon, may every blessing now betide thee, do not a fainting lover kill. Although 'tis true I have often denied thee, now I must love thee against my will. If I shall die for the loss of my jewel, there is none but myself in blame. Sith to my Corydon I was too cruel, when like a captive to me he came. But for this crime I have repented, yet I remain in sorrow still. With sighs and tears I have often lamented, now I must love him against my will. Oh, that he heard but my sorrowful ditty, likewise would come my sweet life to save, and with true love and compassionate pity, pardon the frowns which to him I gave. He could no longer stand to hear her, but did approach with right good will, to his fair Sylvia in order to cheer her, vowing he would be her true love still. Thanks be to Cupid that gained me thy favor, my drooping spirits once more to raise. Now I do promise to love thee forever, and in these valleys we'll spend our days. Can there be any greater blessing, my wounded heart with joy to fill, than my fair Sylvia here to be possessing, whom I do love and admire still?